to a new RFM 103.7. Well, this week it's the special time and special day. We're talking to this finely threaded gentleman, Professor John Fischetti, all things education. And good morning, John. You're back from being overseas. You had a whirlwind tour back home.
I was at a conference in the U.S. in Virginia Beach talking about student assessment and how we mark kids and what are some new trends in that direction.
And you presented, what, six different talks?
Six different sessions.
Over how many days?
Over 2 days. Yeah, it was a little busy.
My goodness.
Then hopped the big bird back across the pond.
So it wasn't exactly a holiday for you.
No, it was beautiful, though. It was great to be back.
Well, it's great that you're back with us as well. So thank you for making your time with us. Just in time for a bill that may be about to hit the Senate in terms of education. This one's been pushed around for a little while, hasn't it?
I'm a little worried that our listeners and the general public overall may be not paying attention to that. The rest of our lives could be changed by what the Senate votes on either later this week or next. And Minister Birmingham at the federal level has been trying to push on behalf of the federal government some moves to take money away from higher education, and particularly from students' access and also from higher education institutions. It's some big money we're talking around, hundreds of millions of dollars to be stripped from higher ed over the next 3 to 4 years, which could decrease access and decrease funding for higher ed.
So I guess the decreasing funding, I get that, because they're potentially taking hundreds of millions of dollars out. But the access side of things, that's going to change who and how can access higher education?
For example, enabling programs, which currently are free and give students the chance to boost their literacy, numeracy, and overall confidence to do uni work, may be in jeopardy of now having fees. That may be contested, and it may not happen, but right now that bill still holds on. Last month, before they went on holiday, the Senate sort of was considering it and rested and are bringing it up again, I think hoping that they can get a deal with Nick Xenophon and his senators, which are the swing votes, to get three senators or so on board. Right now, it will not pass, but there would be fees for enabling, which could change who is interested in coming to education.
You know, I know, John, there will be a lot of people who are thinking, well, hang on, I've got my kids and grandkids that we, in the next few years, want to head off to university. If that is going to make such a huge difference, what sort of cost are we potentially talking about there, from zero to, say, what?
Well, an architecture degree that now takes 5 years to complete might cost $4,500 more for a student, as an example, because they have to go an extra year or two from the three-year degrees. They're talking about students repaying their loans sooner and at a lower threshold of $42,000 or so, except which now is in the 50s. They're also talking about universities having what they call an efficiency dividend, which is an interesting concept. It's a budget cut, but they won't call it that. So universities would have to cut. That would mean they'd have to cut staff potentially or other services. And the University of Newcastle is in great shape, but other universities in the country may not be and may have to change their funding model for how they allow students to attend or continue in certain degrees or certain programs. Part of this is philosophical and why I ran a raise it today, because there's still time for listeners to reach out to their members of parliament and to say, hey, we're not supporting this bill if that's their opinion. And one is that we should consider education an investment in the future. And where countries in Europe and particularly and all around the world are now giving access even greater, including undergraduate and postgrad degrees, to people thinking that we upskill our citizens, they'll be more versatile in the changing dynamic economy. We're now going to put more taxes and more costs on to students who attend, which could have the negative effect for Australia as we try to compete globally.
So I love that term, by the way. What was it, efficiency dividend?
Yes. Very clever term for we'll give you the money and ask for it back.
I'll keep that one in the back pocket. Yeah, I'm guessing, John, some of the countries that are able to or seem to be putting more emphasis on education as an investment more than a cost, what, some of the Scandinavian countries perhaps?
Yes. Now, they tax at a higher rate, as you probably realize. They also have higher happiness, better health care, and systems of retirement that are holding on even in spite of the revolutions in the economy.
In a way, it's kind of the ultimate user-pay system, but we're all paying a little bit, or they are paying a little bit more to get a lot more over time.
Well, people who have degrees and are into positions that they feel more comfortable with actually don't tax the healthcare system as much, don't tax the criminal justice system, or have their own, they pay more taxes and higher taxes. They're happier, so they live, and their children tend to do better. The real question, this is where I support the government, is your access to higher education should lead you to be a more productive citizen, meaning a better job, better life as a result. And there's some feeling that we have people just attending university because they can and not necessarily leaving with anything as a result. That's the risk of having degrees that aren't really valuable in the marketplace. But that's where accountability on universities to show show whether graduates get jobs and where they get them could be a solution, not putting more penalties on students to attend university. So if there are degrees where students aren't graduating or aren't getting jobs, those should be noted. And maybe that's where the government could interact. So that's a policy I think has some merit. Their solution, which is add more fees, tax universities, actually will have a debilitating effect for the future of the country.
Across the board, John, how problematic is it with people attending and getting certain degrees that aren't really beneficial in the long run? Is this a massive problem or a little bit of a beat up?
It's over-exaggerated. In fact, okay. In places like education, 95% of our students last year coming from our school of education here got jobs. Not all of them perfect. Some chose not to do teaching, but most actually got a job doing something right out of uni, which is as high as any other degree probably in the country. So in that sense, you could say, well, there's a degree where people would say there's a lot of students chasing too few jobs. Actually, a lot of people got jobs. And for over 40 to 50%, they got full-time employment where they wanted and how they wanted. And for others, they're in casual employment, which is how a lot of us started anyway. So the notion that there's a lot of people chasing few jobs is actually exaggerated.
I would imagine 95% is a success rate in anybody's business. Would that be
And those are the people that finish. Not everybody finished what they started, but they've gone off to do other things where they're productive.
Sure. We will watch this with a lot of interest.
Yeah,
John,
stay tuned. This is an important one, folks.
Thank you for coming in at the special time today with a very special topic. Right,
thanks for having me.
You know him, you love him. John Pescetti, our Professor of Education, and he'll join us next time at 2NURFM 103.7.